Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Morning is Fillmore District Council Member Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo, Department of Permits and Inspection Services Commissioner Kathy Amder, Special Agent Bob Grunder of the ATF, Buffalo Police Department Chief Tom Champion. Again, thank you for coming out this morning on a very sad day here for Buffalo, for the Allentown community, for Western New York, and really beyond. The situation that took place here this morning at Mulligan's Brick Bar was devastating to the building, devastating to the community. This building, not just historic in nature, but culturally significant as well. It's a place where people gathered in good times and in bad, shared memories, shared laughter, met spouses, and memories, and those stories go on and on. And I'm sure we'll hear a number of those stories in the coming days and coming weeks. It's been a tough year for the Allentown community here along this strip. You know, we lost the building that housed the old Pink earlier in the year. Currently, this building, that the events that took place here this morning where Mulligan's Brick Bar has been housed, and as I mentioned, a building that's not just historically significant, but culturally significant. I know people are very passionate about the Brick Bar. I spent time at the Brick Bar sharing laughs with friends, meeting in bad times with friends, coming together, and have plenty of memories of the location as well. And I know people want to come down and visit the location. I do want to remind them that it's an active scene. This was a brutal fire that took place early this morning. The building is not secure. It's not safe to be near. So please try to avoid the area. I understand the urge to want to come down and view the building and see what's taking place, but I do just want to remind everyone how unsafe the structure is at this point. And to talk a little bit about that, what took place this morning and the condition of the structure at this point, I'd like to bring up Buffalo Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, just a little after, just a little before 4 a.m. this morning, we received a call from the Buffalo Police. They alerted us some smoke in the area, or smoke emitting from the building. So our first alarm company, Engine 2, located on Elmwood, Virginia, they responded. They were here within under 2 minutes. Shortly after their arrival, they called the second assignment, or the first alarm, the balance of the first alarm. The balance of the first alarm arrived, and that quickly escalated into a second alarm. So the first thing company did attempt entry. They did enter the building. They were in there for a short amount of time until visibility was very low visibility, high flames, or high heat rather, and a high volume of fire in the rear of the building. So at that time, the incident commander decided to evacuate, emergency evacuation. All the fire crews were evacuated from the building, and we went into a defensive posture. So at any one time, we have up to four aerial ladders, aerial platforms up and pouring water, pretty much pouring water on the fire. So right now, as the mayor said, we're keeping the scene safe. The Buffalo Police are assisting and keeping folks away from the scene for investigative purposes, and also because the structure is not sound right now. So, you know, pretty much immediately after this press conference, we're discussing emergency demolition. There's a lot of hot spots still in the building, areas that we cannot gain access to with any of our lines or fire streams. So at the very least, there's going to be a partial demolition. And at some time, pretty much the whole structure will come down sometime today.
Thank you, Commissioner. I did want to thank Commissioner Rinaldo, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia, B District Chief Tom Champion, for everyone and everyone in the Buffalo Police and Fire Departments for springing into action this morning. I'm not a fireman or involved in fire investigation, but clearly if you see pictures or videos, you know how intense the scene was at the time. So I thank the men and women of the Buffalo Fire Department and Police Department for the fantastic job that they did this morning. As I mentioned, this is a historic neighborhood and an historic and iconic structure that burned this morning. Councilmember Nowakowski represents this district. He knows how important this community, this neighborhood is to Buffalo, to Western New York. So I'd like to bring him up to the podium to speak for a few minutes.
Thank you very much, Mayor Scanlon. Today is an incredibly sad day here in Allentown as we see another structure be an imminent threat to coming down and affecting the built environment of Allen Street. This is another significant fire within months apart from the Pink coming down. Now, these structures in the Brick Bar and the Pink and Nietzsche's in this block of Allen Street are establishments that always stay the same even though the world changed. And memories that people have at the Brick Bar are elements of what make you a Buffalonian because of its iconic nature and the history that it has on all of our hearts and our experiences here in the city of Buffalo and in Allentown. I want to thank the Buffalo Fire Department for securing the scene and doing tremendous work in combating this fire and making sure that no one was hurt through the duration of working to combat the fire. No resident, no officer or firefighter was hurt, which is a blessing. And, you know, this is an incredibly sad day in Allentown. And, you know, an eclectic, artistic and beautiful street that really provides a lot to the cultural significance of Buffalo and Buffalonians is now going to be taken down. And it's really, really incredibly sad. But I want to just thank the Commissioner Amdur, I want to thank the Commissioner of Fire, and I want to thank the Mayor of Buffalo for working hard to secure the scene. And, you know, today is just a sad day, and, you know, we have to allow Allentowners and Buffalonians to just be sad. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. I think you hit the nail on the head talking about just how sad a day it is here in Buffalo, and in particular here in the Allentown community for the immediate neighbors, but also the wider community. You know, so many people that come down to this location over the years, over the generations, and have spent time together and enjoying Mulligan's Brick Bar. So again, just a terribly sad day, but I want to thank everyone involved for putting the fire out, securing the scene. And with that, any questions, we'll open it to questions.
You think securing the scene, that just noting some differences with the old Pink, you guys shut down the street fairly quickly this morning. You mentioned ATF is involved. Anything you can add about either the process or the status of the fire investigation?
No, you know, and maybe the commissioner can jump in if I miss anything, but talking early this morning, just out of an abundance of caution, wanted to make sure we secured the site. Obviously, it was a terrible fire. The structure is incredibly unsafe. So, again, wanted to make sure that the structure was, the area was secured, but also with regard to the ATF, you know, just want to make sure that we have these partners at our disposal. Why not bring them into the fold? You know, one thing I talk about is partnerships. So we have these incredible partners at the ATF, so wanted to bring them in and just have them take a look at things as well.
Earlier this morning, inside of the building whenever the fire happened?
I don't, from my understanding, there was no one in the building when it started. Again, we're going to continue to investigate, look at it through the department of the fire department and their fire investigation unit with assistance from the ATF. But as far as we know, no one was in the building.
When I was talking with Chief Champion earlier this morning, I believe he referenced this as an active crime scene. Is there an expectation that this is arson?
No, at this point, no. You know, I think you see police tape, and maybe that's what jumps to mind. Maybe you say an active crime scene just because you see police tape and things of that nature. But we're just sectioning off the neighborhood, making sure it's safe. But at this point, there's no reason to suspect anything like that.
What were in the second and the third floor?
Oh, not sure.
Right.
You know, we're on the second and third floors of the building?
We're unsure at this point. It's early in the investigation. We're unsure of the layout of the building at this point. The investigation is still early and pending, so I'll just leave it at that.
They were not residential on the second floor.
Again, we're speaking with the owner at this time as far as what was stored up there, if anything. But to my knowledge, there was no private residence up there.
Can you identify yourself?
How you doing, Mom? My name is Captain Frank Krathis. I'm the commander of the fire investigation unit.
Question for police. I know a lot of the neighbors are pretty quick to make the correlation with the person who's currently being charged with the Old Pink fire. Is that anything you guys are looking into, or is that anything of...
Well, our friends in Buffalo Fire are still investigating that. They are the people who are investigating this, but we are cooperating with them, and we are helping them out. Just still very preliminary and still very active. And I think they can let you know a bit more about that. As of right now, that's not something that we can confirm. Thank you.
In terms of the partial demolition that Commissioner Ronaldo mentioned, in terms of discussions about saving portions of the building, full removal, how would that be determined? And can you walk us through that process if somebody's trying to make an appeal or the owner's looking for that?
Yeah, we're having those conversations internally, the Buffalo Fire Department, Department of Permits and Inspections, having the conversations about what might need to be taken down. Parts of the building are still smoldering. It's not completely out. So there might be some partial demolition that has to take place right away to be able to access those locations, to be able to make sure it's completely put out, nothing rekindles. So, but if there's anything else that Commissioner or Commissioner Amber wants to add as far as demolition, you can feel free.
Thank you, Mayor. Once again, yes, there may be some items inside the building, immediate vicinity, just inside the building that we may try and recover for investigative purposes, but the building is very unstable, as we said. So at the very least, there's going to be partial demolition to allow us access to the hot spots that are still smoldering in the building. Kathy?
And I understand the sensitive nature of it and the desire to preserve the building, preserve things inside of the building. And we're obviously going to do everything we can to do that. But to that end, there's some information that I think Commissioner Amder can share on that end.
Thank you, Mayor. So in situations like these, and we saw this with the Old Pink, we identified artifacts that we wanted to save from that building. At that time, we took the sign, we took the door, different things to preserve the cultural institution and preserve those for the future. I recently met with Melissa Brown from the History Museum. She's the executive director there, a professor from UB Architecture, and had this exact same conversation. When we have these buildings that are both historical and cultural assets in the city, and we end up with very unfortunate circumstances like we have here, what can we do to mitigate the loss? And we're working on a partnership with a professor from UB Architecture to identify artifacts that could be salvaged, both on the exterior and then in the debris pile itself. And with Melissa Brown from the History Museum to find a way to preserve these and keep them for future generations. So we're trying to be forward thinking in this and understand it's an important peace in all of our hearts, and we want to do the best we can in unfortunate circumstances.
It's also helpful to walk us through where the...
Sirens probably stopped.
I'll yell it out, and then we can answer when the mics are good.
Okay.
Can you walk us through where you guys initially got a call of where the fire started and how it spread, at least from your teams on the ground, what they were able to identify or relay to you?
I think we're going to have to get back to you on that one. Hold on.
My port district.
Maybe turn the truck off. Start.
One, one, one. See what's up. Guys,
turn to the left.
See if I can help out.
I don't know if he's not going to help.
I'll try and answer over the din here. So, once again, we were alerted by the Buffalo Police Department that there was some smoke emanating. That's okay.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Tommy, you might be able to jump in here, too, as far as where the smoke was. Once again, we were alerted by the Buffalo Police Department that there was smoke emanating from the building. And Chief Champion can tell you pretty much what area of the building that was.
Around 3:54 a.m. this morning, one of the Buffalo police officers noticed the smoke coming from the building. It was from the frontal area of the building, and they were able to let our dispatch know, which contacted the Buffalo Fire Department. They were on scene shortly minutes after.
Where did the smoke originate from? Was it from the back of the building?
I think you can
probably
answer that a bit more like
Once again, the initial call was, it sounded like it could have been rubbish behind the building, that sort of thing. But the first thing companies realized that the fire was actually, or the smoke was emanating from inside the building. So they entered through the front, first floor front, and they were confronted with heavy smoke, heavy heat conditions. Once again, they made their initial push, but after a few minutes, it was determined that it was too dangerous to be in there. And there was a significant amount of fire in the rear of the building, which they couldn't reach. And at that time, the incident commander decided to evacuate everyone from the structure.
At what point did the roof collapse?
The roof was partially collapsed pretty much early into the fire, pretty much within maybe 10 minutes into the fire. The rear roof, at least there was a partial roof collapse. And then throughout the duration of the fire, the rest of the roof came in, and pretty much the whole roof is down on the first floor. So it came all the way down.
Is there anything that made it look suspicious when people arrived?
No. At this point, there's no reason, no. It's early in the investigation, but right now nothing's pointing towards anything nefarious.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.